A world-leading expert in cybersecurity and espionage is warning Australia it needs to do more to stop increasingly aggressive online attacks. Chris Pogue, who's also a member of the US Secret Service Electronic Crimes Task Force, today addressed government and industry leaders in Canberra. He spoke to the ABC's defence and national security reporter Andrew Green about the global cyber war.
I wouldn't say you're losing it. I would say that there's ground that's been surrendered, and I would say it needs to be taken back. The evolution of cybersecurity really needs to focus on not strictly technical solutions, but a combination of technical and human solutions, right? So that a holistic strategy can be employed rather than thinking, you know, you're going to put a widget in place and push a button and everything's going to be okay.
You've been in Australia advising government departments. What's your message been to them as a member of the Five Eyes community?
So a couple of different ones. So I guess the first part of that is IT hygiene is everything, right? Being good at the basics and making sure that those things are all in place, and then employing realistic training, right? We can't operate under the assumption that every security control is effective and every countermeasure is having its intended consequence. So we have to go through realistic training scenarios so that we can identify what's working, identify what's not working, take corrective action, implement countermeasures, and then do the whole thing over again. So cybersecurity needs to evolve beyond a point in time and become part of a continuous, ongoing process.
Where are the vulnerabilities in the private sector? Give us an idea about that.
So anything that stores, processes, or transmits data. It can be e-commerce. It can be ATM machines. It can be, you know, casino machines. It can be the kiosks that you see in stores. Really anything that has a mechanism to store, process, or transmit data can be manipulated, and that data can be extracted.
Now, authorities are always reluctant to admit that they've been hacked, but where are these attacks coming from?
You don't ever want to point a finger at someone, right, because it's not entire countries that are responsible. It's individuals residing within countries. Also, IP randomization and anonymization makes that even more challenging. So you have to sort of make some logical jumps. But there are seeming to be hotbeds, whether that's in Eastern Europe, whether that's in, you know, North Korea, China, Singapore, Vietnam. It's unclear until we put fingers on keyboard whether it's actually coming from those regions. Probably. But it's hard to say with any absolute certainty. And so I would challenge anyone that says that specifically, because it is so easy to what's called do IP spoofing and make it look like an attack is coming from somewhere else.
In recent days, we've seen the Anonymous group talk about wanting to target Islamic State. Mm-hmm. Could that be a good way of taking that organisation on?
Well, I think if they employ any sort of digital mechanisms to carry out their activities, and you have an organization like Anonymous that's not bound by treaties, that isn't bound by any sort of law, and that has what they believe to be a moral and ethical responsibility to take on an adversary of that nature, then I think that's another arrow in the quiver, so to speak, that it shouldn't be overlooked. It's very clearly vigilantism, but I wouldn't discount their capabilities or their resolve.
That's cybersecurity expert Chris Pogue speaking to our national security reporter Andrew Green.